pretty much on all their albums afterwards became a guest. And so she's been pretty much on every album since they've broken up. Ever since she's left the band, excuse me. And she's just been guest and has been a part of them ever since she's left. This is not easy, folks. And so, also, William Drake, when he left, his keyboard parts were recorded and were part of the live shows. So his stuff was pretty much not excluded. They were always with them. So his keyboard parts were pretty much live. I guess maybe a track or a tape or something, but his stuff was on live. Yes. So anyways, and I guess we will move on.
Let me say a few words first, then.
You say a few words.
Everybody. Welcome to KFJC. This is the month of Mayhem. And Mayhem, you know, we do specials all month long. This year, we have exceeded our expectations and have over 60 specials for you this month. Best thing to do is come to the KFJC website, www.kfjc.org. Click on the main page on the picture. You'll go straight to the Mayhem page. And then you'll see all the specials we have for you this month. And the specials are all over the place. They're all interesting. Some of them are 24 hours long. Some of them are 2 hours long. And speaking of a 2 hour long, I was bumped into Cadillac Margarita here in the hall, getting ready for her show. And she's doing a special tonight, too, called Feel the Backlash. For 2 hours from 10 p.m. tonight to midnight, hosted with Cadillac Margarita and Pete Beat.
So sexy.
Yes, keep listening to KFJC. As I tell people, pour some glue on that dial. Don't change the dial. Just keep listening to us. And speaking of joining us and doing things and supporting things, those of you who have been listening to us probably know that or we'll tell you now if you just tuned in, one thing you should do is also off the main page of the KFJC website and go to the broadcast archives, where for up to 2 weeks we have all of our shows archived and you go back to hear what you might have missed. And tonight's Cardiac Special started at 6 p.m. And this Sunday evening at Café du Nord, starting at 6 p.m., if you go to www.cafedunord.com, you can get more information, is a benefit for Tim Smith. And Tim Smith is the songwriter, leader, the founder, and one of the founding members of the Cardiac. So our tip of our hat to Tim. He's not in best shape over there in Britain. That's why the benefit. We're doing the Cardiacs because they're an undeservedly underplayed band here in the U.S.
Very.
And as you can tell, they're all over the place, which is perfect for us here at KFJC.
Yes.
So, Mo, back to you.
All right. And I think we're just going to continue on. And with more music. Kind of a fun thing, I should have said it in the earlier part of the program, around the 1984 part, they opened for Marillion once.
Really?
Yeah. And which is kind of interesting. They've influenced a lot of bands. I mean, they played with like Blur and Chumbawamba and in a very early incarnation of Radiohead. Wow. Right when they were starting. But one of the infamous shows they've played with, or tours, was with Marillion. Mm-hmm. Fish was a big fan of them and used to see them and asked to do a tour with them on their, I guess, their Fugazi tour in the December of 1984. Wow. And pretty much the fans of Marillion hated Cardiacs.
Oh, dear.
I mean, pretty much what Tim Quice said, I mean, it was a prize that although Fish had been around to their gigs and told us how much they enjoyed him, he pulled a few strings to like get them on that tour. And but the problem was the fans of a bunch of young boys with their faces painted like Fish, who used to have his face painted back then, were only interested in Marillion and not Cardiacs at all. And Tim said even if early Genesis had been the support band, they would have hated them as well.
That's probably true.
And yes, they did try to burn the stage. They had fluorescent fabrics that glowed under UV lights draped around the stage, and the kids were just constantly trying to set them alight and throwing missile projectiles at them. I guess he remembers a 9-volt whizzing past his head and bouncing off Dominic Luckman's drum cymbal. But they said
raucous.
I know. They said they did pick up some new fans, but they were not able to complete the tour because it was just too abusive for them.
Oh, that's a real shame.
Yeah. So they left, I think, like three shows early.
All the more reason we should give them a special mention here, because we like bands like that.
Yeah.
If it's good to listen to.
It's very
still
got
to be good
to
music, even though it may be hard for some people to listen to.
Oh.
But that's KFJC. We're eclectic. Anyway, you're tuned to here, KFJC, again, Austin Space, special host, guest host, Mos Diano, our shy backward, what do you call yourself again, from Oakland?
I thought you meant, well, personally.
You personally, yeah.
Well, personally, shy awkward.
There you go, shy awkward. Anyway, he came down, he loves music, he's a great entertainer, you should catch him some time at some of his shows, but he's come down to spend some time to introduce us all to Cardiacs. And I'm glad he's here because I'm learning a lot, and I really like this band, and I hope you all do too. Okay, Mo, it's yours.
And now we're going to listen to going to one of their singles from The Day Is Gone, 12-inch. Actually, this is a CD actually I'm playing. And it's actually an EP, which if you can find it, it's worth it. And there's like three tracks that are not on the Heaven Born and Everbright, which these are called from the same session. And this one is called Ideal on your 89.7 FM.
Colors, lights, rain.
89.7 KFJC, and that was Fiery Gun Han from Sing to God, Part 1, an album that was released in two parts, Sing to God, Part 1, and which will play something from Sing to God, Part 2, and it's, no, not a religious album of any sort. It's just the title of the album. And then we went to the album Sampler from Cardiacs, which is a sampler of all their stuff. And since it was released within the order that I'm playing the stuff, the track that I put was from the Archive Cardiacs album, and that was Pitfall Four Times, which is actually a aborted release project between Tim Smith and drummer Dominic Luckman, that it was between two of them that they were going to put something out, but it never happened. But it all was released on the Archive Cardiacs album. And then before that, from the Day Is Gone single, was Ideal. And that's all you heard in that set. And I guess I want to play for you right now. We're going to take a little break from the music. And one of the former members, I mentioned this earlier, and I'm just going to play it for you now. One of the former members, Mark Cothra, he was the drummer for Cardiacs and keyboard player, kind of switched instruments, but played with Cardiacs between 1980 and 1983 and became their sound engineer, if I'm not mistaken, for their shows. For their live shows, and I guess remained as a good friend to them. And I guess some of the I asked him a bunch of questions about different things, and he was nice enough to record them and send over a bunch of answers. I guess we will play that for you right now, and I guess sit back, listen, and enjoy. On 89.7 KFJC. Questions and Answers with Mark Cothra.
Hi, Mo. This is Mark Cothra. Got your questions here, and I'm going to attempt to answer them for you. You'll have to forgive the bird song in the background there, but it'll lend a little summery feel. And I don't want to close the window. They're beautiful, aren't they? Okay, so... question one was, Cardiacs has had their own record label and has been around for many years and have made a strong impact on those who are familiar with them, yet many people have not heard of them and exposure to them was very little. How do you think Cardiacs have survived through the years with the little exposure they'd gotten that kept them going? Was it a labour of love of the music? Well, I see you've read that article that was widely posted on Facebook. I sort of sat down and read it today. Beautiful article. One of the things it highlighted, though, through a little quote, was that Tim has, and always has had, this incredible love for, well, that's his music, obviously, but all the music that's influenced him. And he and I kind of grew up listening to all kinds of amazing music, and I think it's the love of the music that he creates that kept the whole thing going, because ultimately, you know, I don't want to in any way denigrate everyone else's efforts, because there are a lot of people involved in Cardiacs over the years doing various things, but at the very core of it, the very nub of what kept the whole thing going was Tim's love of music. And of course this enormous talent that kind of led to him creating this this sort of one man genre that no one seems to be able to categorise. And luckily it avoids him getting pigeonholed. We wouldn't want to do that. It's all too special for that, to be honest. And for my part, what I've always admired is this, never mind the fact that it's not making money, people love it, and that's good enough. So yeah, in answer to your question, I think exposure was kind of irrelevant, really. It gathered its own momentum, and once it had, you know, you only had to turn up to one of those amazing shows at the Astoria to see what kind of momentum it had gained over the years. And I think, for my part, and this is something I think that Damon Albarn, or maybe it was Captain Sensible, pointed out, that there is nothing quite like a Cardiacs audience. They're just completely consumed in the music. And that's obviously a reflection of the love and the talent that goes into it. It's not often you see an audience brought to its knees like that, just aghast at what they're experiencing. But you can pick any one of those Astoria shows and just look at the grateful faces all around, big beaming smiles. Quite incredible. Really miss those shows. Okay, moving on to question two. I'm afraid I can't answer this one for you, Mo. I really don't know the answer to it. I kind of was involved with Cardiacs in the sort of early days and sort of throughout the 80s. Worked doing their live sound. But what happened later on in the 90s, hopefully Carvers can fill you in on that, because I really don't know the answer. So apologies. So we're moving on to question three. I think anyone who's worked with Tim will tell you the same thing, that he's very disarming in that, you know, his musical vision is very extreme, and you would expect someone with a much more sort of domineering personality, I suppose, who has such concrete ideas, but it's never the case. He's such a sweetheart, and it's always a pleasure to work with him, because you just see that mind kind of at work, and when he's in full flow, it's quite incredible to see. I wasn't involved too much with the kind of compositions that came later on, the ones that are fiendishly complex. But with Tim's stuff, it's not the complexity. It's not as if he's raising the bar to some unattainable level. What he does, he does always for a reason. And I've heard people say, oh yeah, the complexity of the music is what makes it inaccessible. Well, I don't really buy that. The melodies are all so strong, and Tim's music is all about melody. And the counterpoints are so beautiful that the fact that everyone is seemingly careening off in a different time signature is neither here nor there. You either get off on that kind of math rocky aspect to it, or else, you know, you just sort of wallow in the beauty of the musical ideas. And God knows they're beautiful. So, you never know what he's going to do next. It must have been a bit like that working for Frank Zappa, although I can imagine Mr. Zappa being a little bit more authoritarian than Tim. Like I say, he's just one hell of a sweet guy, so it's not surprising he comes up with such beautiful tunes, really. Okay, moving on to the question of beating up Jim. Well, it's documented that Tim reckons the cardiac arrest was born purely as a vehicle to humiliate Jim. it certainly had an impact on Jim's life, there's no doubt about that, as it did on all of us. It's amazing, really. Tim and I have, you know, known each other since we were 12, 13, or whatever it was. And, pretty close friends, really, I suppose. And Jim's been there the whole time. And, he's an amazing guy, Jim, in many ways. And I love his bass playing. So, quite why Tim decided to pick on him so publicly, I don't know. It's very funny, though. And the last part of your question, who is him? Well, clearly, him is Jim. Opening for Marillion, were Cardiacs surprised? Well, I was certainly made up about it. Fish was, you know, very nice and generous in his praise for the band. He used to hang around at the Marquee, and from time to time, Cardiacs would do shows there, sometimes back-to-back over 2 days. And he would always be there, sort of propping up the bar. And he, as I say, was very generous in his praise, so... Not entirely surprised, I don't think, but, you know, as I say, they were certainly very chuffed. As for their fans, well, you know, a college tour, that kind of band is going to attract, you know, a particular set of students. And it's certainly true that you know, that Phish was very, well, shall we say, displeased with his audience. And I was a little bit surprised, I think, because I think he genuinely believed it was something that they would go for. But yeah, you know, it's a love-hate thing, and no doubt there was a good clutch of people who saw them on that tour that went away and bought the album and have been buying the albums ever since. And, you know, that's the kind of reaction that they tend to get when sort of placed alongside something a little bit more mainstream. And really, you know, at the time, they'd kind of come up with these sort of love anthems like Kaylee and stuff that had got them in the charts. But basically, they, you know, I think they were, certainly at first, they were probably a little bit surprised by their success because they were a bit of a niche act in many ways. Very nice people, though. They were lovely to go on the road with. And as I say, Phish was surprised, I think, that the punters were a little bit impatient. And the story of the safety curtain at Manchester, well, I really have no recollection of this. It may have been something which I couldn't see from the back of the hall where I was behind the mixing desk, but I don't remember it being talked of at the time either, but my memory plays tricks, so maybe it is completely true and they did try and light the stage safety curtain at Manchester. But maybe Bill or have a better idea about that, because he was obviously there on the stage. But yeah, it was disappointing, and the fact, you know, they didn't make it to the end of the tour, they had to leave early because the fans were playing up. And Phish tried to have words with them, but you know, even that sort of thing doesn't really register with guys like that. They don't like it. End of story, really. Plans to repress. That reads as repress, by the way, which we wouldn't want to do. Repress Cardiac's back catalogue on CD again. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm constantly surprised by these a-holes who really try and sell this stuff for top dollar. One or two people have come to my attention on Facebook when challenged, who have actually donated the money to Tim and have, you know, been asking about facilities to get money to him. So that's all well and good. But I noticed after Independent Record Store Day that the Stephen Wilson Ocean Size 7-inch, somebody had obviously got hold of a copy or two at their local record store, whilst a lot of folks didn't manage to get their hands on that. And whilst they thought it was okay to put it on the next day, we're talking the Sunday after Saturday, the actual record store day, for £100. I mean, you know, that kind of thing, it's out of order, really. And yeah, I'm aware that that people are having to pay an awful lot, but the stuff is available on iTunes, and has been for some time. But even that small task isn't that small when you think about the actual business of uploading all of that. And it's the webmaster stroke curator of the cardiacs.com site, Mark, who donated his time to do that. But basically, you know, as a group, as a unit, all of us are going to have to come up with a plan to re-release that. And we have talked about it. It's just a question of committing to doing it, because you know, we would need some kind of shop vehicle, perhaps like the Gene Paul who were so great over the Starry Skies release, could handle it. But it's still quite an onerous task, and whilst it's not going to happen any time in the very near future, I'm pretty confident it's going to happen, and it's not going to be too long. Interesting, Tim's music is at an all-time high, and you know, it's a huge body of work, and it really needs to be out there, available, and would be an income stream for him, because, you know, like everybody else, he needs an income stream. So yeah, we're looking at it. Okay, well, I hope that answers your questions, Mo. And I hope the gig goes great. We've got one going on here in Kingston, organised by a stalwart Cardiacs fan, a fellow called Nick Loebner. He's managed to get Max Tundra and Knife World and Wizards of Twiddly to play. And that's going to be going on in Kingston-upon-Thames, which, of course, is our old stomping ground from back in the day. I don't recall playing the Fighting Cocks back then. I'm pretty sure we didn't, but that's where the show is going on. So if any listeners are around for that, just have a look on Facebook to find the details. And if you're in London, make your way over to Kingston-upon-Thames, Fighting Cocks, and see the show, because it's going to be great. Okay, love to you, love to your listeners, and I hope it's a great show.
Ooh, boy. Yes. Dirty Boy from Sing to God Part 2. Oh, yes. 89.7 KFJC. Kiss the Big Ugly Shark. Cardiac Special here. And yes, we just heard what is probably one of the most epic songs that they have ever done that gives me goosebumps every time, except right now because I have to like focus on the show. And it's really such an intense song. I think this is one of the songs that Dominique will be performing on Sunday, and it's not an easy feat, so you should come check it out. Let Alone My Plastic Doll, the song that was supposed to be played before. There was a little bit of a extra song played in there. But that's Mark Cothra from the Leader of the Starry Skies, a tribute to Tim Smith compilation CD. CD that has many great artists, including Andy Partridge from XTC is on it, and many others. And the song that was played accidentally, and for your pleasure, Insec Hoos on Lassie from Sing to God Part 1. The album says Sing to God Part 1 is part 1 of a 2-part album. Sing to God, therefore, Part 1 is also available. Sing to God Part 2 is part... anyways, never mind. I'll shut up. But before that, Mark Cothra, in a long interview of him, I'm giving questions and answers that I have asked. And many thanks to Mark and to Tim Kwai for giving some insight and some answers for this special here. I'm very thankful. And I am Most Ayano. I am Most Ayano. Boofing up pretty much on talking, so I'm not going to talk too much. I'm going to have the music keep on going. And we'll play a few songs, and then we'll give a few more words about the Cardiacs. San Francisco Loves, Tim Smith, Cardiacs. Well, we'll just talk about it now. Cardiacs, tribute, cover, benefit show happening at Café du Nord. You can come check out online at cafedunord.com, and it's all Cardiacs covers, or pretty much Tim Smith compositions, and it's going to feature many artists, including Dominic Leon, Ricardiac Fly, which is Reconnaissance Fly in disguise, and that's what I'll be playing with, Amy X. Newberg, Grex, Inner Ear Brigade, and Wiener Kids. All playing Cardiac songs, and you should come check it out. It's for a good cause, and to help to get Tim back into business and have him being healthy once again. So our hopes to getting Tim back to recovery. So anyways, we're going to move along now to some more music. So you can hear, stop my jabbering here, and we're going to listen to Spiny from the Man Who single here on your 89.7 KFJC.
Tidy. Please sit down. Pirate radio station. Good, 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 good. Now, I have told the Prime Minister that we will shut them down within 12 months.
As you will see, sir, they're not, in fact, outside of the law at the moment, sir.
Then they soon will be, won't they, Mr.
Frederick's.
You see,